Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever and skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about encouraging other people's self-improvement journeys. Whenever we are self-improving, we feel good about ourselves. I mean, there's so many different habits that we had to learn along the way while simultaneously dropping a lot of bad habits. Maybe at one point you used to be a hardcore cigarette smoker, but nowadays it's different. Rather than smoking cigarettes, you read books, and you were able to successfully replace a bad habit with a good habit. For the past 5 years, you have been successfully executing your self-improvement journey, and you show no signs of slowing down. Congratulations, my friend. Recently, something new has been happening. Your little brother is also starting to show interest in self-improvement, and he's telling you, "Hey, big bro, guess what? I'm reading a book right now too." Now, there's two paths that you can take. One path is where you say, "Wow, congratulations." And then you ask, "What's your book about?" The other path is where you're like, "Oh, okay, you're just getting into reading? Dude, I've been doing this for 5 years. Sit down. Let me tell you about why I started reading in the first place." Now, you'll be shocked by how many people choose the latter path. Whenever they see someone new picking up a self-improvement habit that they themselves have been doing for the past couple of years, rather than encouraging the new person's good habit, they begin to bring more spotlight onto themselves. And this is a very poor way to behave. The reason that we do this is very similar to why whenever we know something and someone else is telling us the same thing, we're quick to blurt out, "I know!" But that's not always smart. Every now and then, you could tell the other person really wants to share a story that you're already aware of. And the socially intelligent thing to do is say, "All right, buddy, go ahead, tell me. I don't even know what you're talking about." Even though you know what they're talking about. For you to do something like that, your body is going to feel physical pain because you actually know what they're going to tell you. And you're kind of giving the illusion that you're ignorant for the time being. And the body does not like to feel ignorant. So it showcases a level of discipline to avoid saying "I know" in a scenario like this. And likewise, whenever you see someone who is picking up a habit that you picked up a long time ago, it shows a certain level of restraint to not be like, "Oh, okay, I've been doing this for a long time," like a douchebag. So the next time that you see someone who is getting into the self-improvement journey, make it more about them and less about you. Encourage different people's self-improvement journeys, my friend. And the more that you do that, the more that you will feel faith in your own self-improvement journey. That is how you level up. If you want more practical insights like this into leveling up and encouraging others, be sure to check out my book, The Level Up Mentality, A Guide to Reengineer Your Mindset for Confidence. Within this book, you will learn much more about chronicling your journey towards greatness, how to systematize your disciplined routine, how to teach others the information that you are learning, plus plenty of other topics. Check out The Level Up Mentality in the link in the description box, or go on armanitalks.com and grab your copy today. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I will catch you next time.